Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got another wonderful topic for you today. I'm very pleased with it, and I hope you will agree. And it's right down the middle of financial topics that we want to hit on this program. And so for you parents and grandparents, or for those of you that are younger that are trying to understand and learn about finances for the first time, I ran across, I got in my inbox the other day, a really, really neat book. It's called Coin, The Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for Recent College Graduates. And what was really interesting, I got this in the mail from somebody that we had heard about and had approached about being on the radio program. And then I had, you talk about fate or whatever you want to call it, coincidence, a good friend of mine called me and said, I'd like you to come in and talk with about my son who just graduated high school and we're trying to get him to understand finances. I said, well, come on in. And then I had the book and I was able to give him my copy of the book that Judy McNary had given to me. And so Judy is on the line with me, Judy McNary, and she is owner of McNary Financial Planning in Colorado. And she's a certified financial planner and she's on a mission to show 20-somethings how to manage their money well. Judy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
It is my pleasure. So there's my story. I told you I was going to tell you about your book. It was so cool because a friend of mine brought his son in and said, you know, Frank said, we got to introduce Matt to this world of finance. How do I do it? Does he read one of your books, David's? Or what do I? I said, well, actually, here's the book for Matt. And it's the book is called Coin. And I love it. The website is coininthebank.com. And what I love about your book is it just really makes it so accessible and relevant for that younger person who's learning about finances.
Thank you. There was a lot of thought put into what were the key pieces that when you're just getting out of school, you need to know in order to get off to the right start. So that was what I focused on. Tried to do it with some humor and wit and really, really targeting those readers to get them so that they don't make those big mistakes. They can start out and do some things right and then let their finances grow.
Well, and I love the fact that you didn't talk down to the young adults, that you really put it in terms that were relevant and I'm sure interesting. And I kind of started reading through it myself. I said, this is pretty cool. And I try to imagine myself back a few decades at that time and thinking about the way I thought about money. And I got out the stock almanac of what was going on in the world at the time when I was just emerging from high school and going to college. And I was like, I had no awareness at all of what the stock market at the time or any of that was going on. And just, you know, it was just a completely separate world that from the one I lived in. And so I just think it's excellent that you're reaching them at this time in their life.
I think it's a great time. Anytime you have a transition point, that's a great time to take a look at this, your finances, and figure out, is there something else I need to be doing? Am I doing what I should be doing? For me, I do have three kids in their 20s. So when you said you were reading through it and seeing that it was written for the 20-somethings, I did have some very good editors correct me when I was out of line on my frames of reference for certain kinds of things. They definitely let me know what's current and relevant and what's not.
Yes, we all need that. My book went through 100 revisions, so I understand. I understand. And then my wife got a hold of it, and I was really in trouble. But I love it, and I think it's very relevant. And there's so many things that can go wrong without adequate knowledge of these things for people just starting out. And I know one of the statistics that that you talk about is, of course, you know, without that, I guess, that insight into money, there's a real risk that college students, when they finish, they emerge with, you know, significant debt and become dependent or remain dependent on family. And the debt number, what is it, what are we looking at for student loan debt? Is it $1 trillion?
It's over $1 trillion.
And just to give people some perspective, that's the GDP, that's equivalent to the GDP of what, a country like South Korea?
South Korea, pretty big economy.
Well, and there's so only, the thing that surprised me, and I'm sure you're looking at the same CIA World Factbook that I do and looking at some of these statistics, is there's only like 20 countries in the world that have a GDP over $1 trillion.
And exactly, so exactly.
That's a huge number.
Just a few years ago, Canada and Australia, I think, had under $1 trillion. So that amount of student loan debt, that's a big number.
And so we don't want our child to be that child. And you know, I hit this when we first started the discussion, Judy. I want to come back to it. You know, this message today and of course, your book, Coin the Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for the Recent College Graduates, isn't just for, you know, for the student to buy it themselves. This is something that's a great gift from a parent or an aunt and uncle or from a grandparent. And it's just a great way to kind of say, hey, look, this is something you need to know about and, you know, read this when you don't want to study.
Well, yeah, and we found a lot of people giving it as gifts. And I get a lot of great emails from young adults who have read it. And they say, thanks, I get it. I've opened a Roth IRA now, or I've set up my emergency savings account. And the summer after you graduate, you know, at the beginning, you're trying to get your feet under you when you start a job, figure out what the boss is doing, when you need to be there, what you need to be doing. And it's not a time to have to, you don't have a lot of time to dwell on all the other financial things that you know in the back of your mind that you should be taking care of. So a couple months after you've started that job, I get a lot of feedback from people that it's great to pick it up and then get a plan going. Get your first real financial plan going.
That's excellent. Excellent advice. Judy McNary is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner. And she's written the book, Coin, the Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for Recent College Graduates. The website is coininthebank.com. Quick break. I want to come back and talk about some of the steps that college graduate needs to be taken as they emerge from college and they get ready to join the workforce. What to do in what order? Stay right there.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Judy McNary, certified financial planner. I love those kind of folks. And she's talking with us about COIN, her book, The Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for Recent College Graduates. And one of the things, Judy, I think that's interesting about some of what you're talking about, and I, of course, do a lot of work with people who are in, you talked about transitions. I do a lot of work with baby boomers and retirees, as well as younger people, but a lot of them and their transitions. And one of the things that every conversation starts and ends with that I have is about having that cash reserve that you mentioned earlier. So is that really one of the first steps for the college graduate to say, hey, look, we'll work on the debt, but you need to have a cash emergency account?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It works best. You know, we talked a little about the student loans. Most of those have a 6-month grace period before they start. And I think that is an ideal time to build up some cash reserve so that when something happens, you don't have to panic about it. You've got the savings to pay for it and move on.
Maybe start your own, start paying monthly what you would have paid to the loan while that grace period. Use that as kind of getting into the rhythm of paying every month and putting it into paying yourself to build up that account.
Exactly, exactly. That works really well if you can do that. I think one of the issues for new grads when they're starting a job is you think that that's all the money you have to spend. And if you don't start setting aside some from the very beginning, you don't get the habit in place. Whereas if, on the other hand, you start saving from the beginning, then you have that habit. It's a lifelong habit. And then you get to be one of those fun retirees.
Yeah, that's the fun. That's the fun stuff on the other end. And, you know, there's all kinds of statistics out there, I'm sure, that you're familiar with, Judy, that, you know, they talk about the ability to, if people can put money away on the front end, how they then get the benefit of all that time and all that compounding and all of that, you know, that compound interest that they can get, especially you mentioned like a Roth IRA or something like that. And all that's true. And it's just getting people to understand it and become familiar with it.
That's one of the points. We do some college workshops. We do college workshops. And one of the things we show them, we illustrate that if you fund a Roth IRA for $5,500 a year and you invest it in a diversified portfolio, starting out, say, with like a life cycle fund or a target date fund, you know, when the amounts are small, but let that grow, do that every year, and you are a millionaire by 60 if you just do that. And that's one thing I know parents and grandparents, if they're young college grad family members are working but maybe don't have extra and they want to do something for them, if there's earned income, you know, the grandparents can donate a little bit to that Roth IRA as long as the overall amount isn't over $5,500 for a year. That's kind of a nice way to build wealth slowly but have a real big payout at the end, because there's no taxes, as you know, on that $1 million.
No, and who doesn't want $1 million tax-free? Wow. I mean, that's huge. You know, it's interesting. Every time I talk about this or have this kind of conversation, Judy, I say, and I never thought I would say this, but if I'd only known then what I know now, right?
Oh, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
But it's a neat opportunity to share this message, and that's why I like the fact that you've written the book, Coin, The Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for Recent College Graduates, and a great gift. And, you know, the grandparents or parents can send the book up, maybe you tuck a little $10 bill in there for a pizza. And but I think it's a great message. And, you know, getting them out on the right foot. You also talk about, couple things. One thing I wanted to mention before I forget is you mentioned workshops. You have on your website, is there more information about the workshops you do?
We're adding more because we've been busy doing the workshops right now. And so we do them for various college organizations, for fraternities,
okay, cool,
and sororities. And so, yeah, there's a way to contact us on the website, and we can fill you in, fill anyone who's interested in, on how we put those together. Those have been very well received, so we're glad to be spreading the word that way.
That is very good. Coininthebank.com is the website. You know, the other thing I wanted to comment about is this is, I know this is a section dealing with, you talked about student loan, but there's also the credit card debt that, you know, that the graduates will start out being. What's the, is there an, you got an average for us on credit card debt?
Average new grad has $2,700
okay,
in credit card debt, which may not sound like a whole lot, but if you think you're maybe, you know, earning $30,000 in your first job, that's just about 10% of your annual income.
That's significant.
And the ideal is zero, right?
Yep.
And it's different because when I graduated from college, which was a little ways back,
yep,
you know, I couldn't get into credit card debt trouble because nobody would give me one.
Right.
You know, there were a lot tighter rules about borrowing money than there are now. And so I think it's important for millennials to understand the real role of credit cards. I think the flexibility is great, earning miles and points is great, but you're not meant to carry a balance.
Well put. And I can still remember my very first credit card charge and which credit card it was, and I still have that same credit card. And it wasn't until, I'm trying to think, Judy, it wasn't until like I was, had just graduated and I, you know, or I was about to graduate. Somewhere in there, I was a tutor at the college, and that was my income to supplement, you know, the other sources of income, and including support and assistance from my family. So it's something that people need to get a handle on and understand. And, you know, that flexibility also, there's a two-sided sword there, right? Two-edged sword that the flexibility also brings with it, you know, the fact that people can get into some trouble.
And just like the saving I think there's a credit card habit you have to have, and that is paying it off every month in full. And in the workshops, we ask our attendees to take a guess. We do some live polling to see what they think the percentage of people in the U.S. who pay their cards off every month in full is. And they're always surprised because then the first time I heard this number, I was really surprised. But only a third of credit card holders pay their cards off in full.
Wow. Well, you got me too, because I was expecting it to be north of 50%.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Two-thirds of the people who've got credit cards haven't paid the bill off in full. They're carrying a balance, and that's expensive. You know, that's money that could be used for other fun things.
So, yeah, and earning points while paying interest is not getting you anywhere.
Exactly.
Right?
Getting you in a hole, yeah.
Hey, exactly. Thanks for the points and you're paying interest. If you're just joining us, Judy McNary is our guest today, McNary Financial Planning in Colorado. Judy's a certified financial planner and helping us understand a little bit about the financial lessons for college graduates. COIN is the book, the irreverent yet practical guide to money management for recent college graduates. The website, coininthebank.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to get the most from Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could get an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Don't leave your money on the table. Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment. David can do a free analysis for you and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security and filing techniques to maximize your benefits. There is no cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Certified financial planner Judy McNary is on the line with me today, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the message for college graduates and, of course, her book, COIN. And, we talked earlier, Judy, about a couple of key things, cash in the bank emergency fund, and then getting in the habit of savings with the Roth and putting money away, and also being sensitive to debt and working on that, being aware, of course, of some of the potential problems or challenges that people can face. Are there any other things that you would say are really, hey, here's another big one that they need to be on the lookout for or something to be aware of as they enter the workforce and, start putting that cash away and start working on any debt they may have and trying to develop a savings plan?
Well, beyond that, I think one of the things we touched on a little bit ago, David, was insurance. Things are a little bit different now with Affordable Care Act, but I think it's important that millennials understand they need to have some health coverage of some sort or another. So whether they're still on a parent's insurance policy or they get their own or there's some through their employer, I think there are quite a few that still don't have insurance, and that's one of the things in the book that I mentioned. You do need to take a look at your insurance coverage, because if you don't have insurance and you do have some sort of medical accident, that will wipe out your savings.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to de-Roth your Roth real quick. You're going to take away
and then
that.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think therein, again, these students or recent students are not aware of maybe the cost of health care, and if just a few days in the hospital without insurance could really deplete any of the savings they might have had a chance to accumulate. And, let's be honest, I mean, I know that when somebody's in their 20s, they do feel invincible. But there's certainly accidents, and these students and graduates have seen friends get hurt, and so it's a real risk.
It is, and it's easily addressed if you have some insurance, and you can get different kinds of plans. You don't have to have the top of the line covers everything, but even if they get something basic, that will cover them and protect them and protect those savings. And also protects the savings of family members and stuff who would end up having to help probably, right?
That's good.
If something really bad happens.
No, that's very smart, Judy. And is it too soon to start thinking about, because of their age and how inexpensive it could be, especially if there's debt that they want taken care of, if something should happen to them, too soon to start thinking about life insurance?
In certain situations, that probably makes sense. Students, if they have disability insurance available at work, that's something, while they're out doing their high-risk activities.
Scuba diving, things like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking of, you know, the student loan where maybe there was a, the parent might have co-signed for that.
Sure.
And
sure.
So
life insurance for that would be a pretty inexpensive way to protect that, protect the parent.
Everybody hears, you know, the commercials and such that talk about getting X hundreds of thousands of dollars for whatever a month. And, you know, 20-something probably could get, you know, millions for 10 cents a month or something. It's just so cheap. Not literally. I'm exaggerating to make the point, but it's very economical. But you also made another very good point, Judy, and that's about the availability of these benefits available through their work. A group health insurance plan, a group disability plan, a group term insurance is very, very economical for that 20-something as they are looking at their package. And I do recall that when I started getting, you know, and taking advantage of those sources of insuring and transferring risk through the workforce when I started out. And I think that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, it's a lot of times they don't realize that they're more likely to become disabled, for example, than they are to die prematurely. So I think it's important for them to sign up for any disability insurance that they're eligible to take.
I think you and I are reading from the same books and resources and articles, Judy. I read the statistic that it was, you know, the something like the average 40-year-old was, and of course it would certainly be higher for even a 20-something, but statistically four times more likely to be disabled than to die.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like what I have read as well. And it's just not something you think about.
Well, I hope they're thinking about it after this program, Judy, because it's important. And, you know, we've got just a couple minutes left. Any final thoughts for that, if we could speak directly to all those college graduates out there, you know, at the front end of their careers and their, you know, the future's bright, and I'm not going to make a graduation speech here, but, you know, so much lies ahead of them. But if they can get their money right, then a lot of other things will go easier. Any final you know, words of wisdom for them that they need to be thinking about?
Well, sure. I mean, David, like you, I have a lot of clients in my financial planning practice who are getting close to retirement, and a lot of times they say, if I only knew then what I know now. And if new grads, young adults, can just get a few basic financial habits started, saving and paying your bills on time and not carrying credit card balances and setting a little bit aside for the future, they can just go have a lot more fun. Life's easier that way, you know? That'd be my message to them.
That's excellent. And I would also, you know, you mentioned, we talked about the emergency fund, we mentioned about the savings and the insurances and the debt. And the other thing, you know, if they're unsure, I want to let them off the hook just a little bit. If they're unsure about the investing part, and maybe they're just not really, don't feel comfortable yet with putting money into a Roth or investing, at the bare minimum, recognize that there's going to be opportunities to do things, and that might mean traveling or relocating for another business opportunity or job, or maybe deciding after a short period of working to start their own business. You know, who knows? I started my own financial planning practice when I was, I think it was, 28, something in there. So, you know, all of these things are things that come earlier, perhaps sometimes before than people think. And so my point of all that is to get to this. There's nothing wrong with having a larger cash balance built up until these things present themselves if they're unsure about investing.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely. I think that the more discipline you can have, the more it becomes a habit. You don't even think about it. I mean, I love automated transfers, so you don't even see them. The money just is never in front of you to be tempted.
And that's what that's excellent, and that's a good habit to get into through payroll deduction. Judy, I really am glad you've been on the program. This is helpful for our listeners and for all the folks that are affected. Judy McNary is our guest, and she is a certified financial planner, written the book, Coin, the Irreverent Yet Practical Guide to Money Management for Recent College Graduates, and the website, Coin in the Bank, because that's where we want it, coininthebank.com. Judy, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you. It was great.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.